When it comes to photography, there is nothing more striking or meaningful through the years than a fine portrait. What does it take to take a really great portrait? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I recently sat down with the noted portrait photographer Sue Bryce for an extended two-part conversation about great portraits and how to make memorable Instagrammable images.
Sue, let's start off with, why are portraits so important?
I think they're important because they're forever and they outlive us and they're legacy products. And if you've ever lost somebody you love, you know it's the first place you go. And when I look now back at our generation or the generation before us, a lot of the men were photographed beautiful portraits because they were going to war. And there was always the chance that they were not going to come home. But then there's a missing generation of photography through the 50s and 60s where we struggled and there wasn't really a reason to do it. Maybe if you got married or you were sweet 16 or your 21st birthday, your children were being photographed, but we weren't really capturing generations the way we are now with our smartphones and our sort of easy snap cameras. And the truth is that we have to exist in photographs because it's where you go back to.
And what do you think the biggest problem is that people have taking a great portrait on their smartphone or camera?
They just really don't know light, angles. It's really quite simple. A lot of the smartphones and the point-and-shoot cameras have wide-angle lenses, so they distort the face a little bit. Most people just have no concept of turning their face towards the light, and if they do, it's not diffused light. It's often hard sunlight, so they don't really get to just do a soft, natural light in the right way. And then you look old and fat, and then you look at your photograph and you go, ugh, and you avoid it and you don't do it properly.
Why don't you give people a few tips on, you told them what not to do, but, you know, the next occasion that they have taking a great portrait.
Absolutely. Just walk towards a window if you're inside, and a window with a sheer curtain is just magical. Or just get out of the hard sunlight and just try and find some flatter shade of light and always face towards the light. Shadows on the face just make you look old and people don't like their photograph. And also, don't shoot from a low angle. Always a little bit above your eye line, looking up, opens up the eyes, opens up the face. But it's the chin that people hate the most. I spend most of my life teaching people how to push their chin forward so that they don't get a double chin. But for some reason, whenever anybody sees a camera, they tuck their chin in, they pull it back, and then they hate their photograph. So look for the light, push that chin forward, and don't try to pull any faces. We hold so much tension in our micro expression. It's just easy. I always think of it, look at the camera the way you look at someone you love. Just open up and you will love your photographs.
And of course, when we talk about the window, we're not talking about standing in front of the window. Well, but they'll be backlit.
Oh, no. Actually, put the camera where the window is. So if somebody's taking a photo of you, they can go with their back up against the camera so you can walk up to the window light. Or if you're doing a selfie, hold it up above your eye line, go straight to a window light and just look for really soft, even light.
Let's talk about your photo workshop that's coming up, the portrait workshop.
It's called Portrait Masters. There has never been a conference just for portrait photographers all around the world. And you're not only going to learn from 8 of the best portrait masters in the world, they will live shoot on stage and you can watch them. Then at the afternoon, around 1 o'clock, we open 75 trade booths in our industry of just people who are showing everything to do with portrait, from cameras to print to labs to substrate, acrylic prints, to albums, to handmade leather boxes. Everything that our industry does, you can touch, feel, learn, connect. And in that trade show, we have 25 shooting bays. And Sarah Oliphant, who is the greatest canvas portrait painter in the world, is painting us 175 canvas drops. She's already started, and she paints for Annie Leibovitz and many other famous photographers in New York. She is just extraordinary. She is working on a collection for the Portrait Masters. It's 3.5 days. We get to party every night, and it's just going to be an incredible collection of Portrait Masters teaching up-and-coming portrait photographers.
And the cost is?
It's $1,800 for a ticket, and it's 4 nights at the Arizona Grand in Phoenix.
Okay, which is, of course, additional.
Yes, right. It is. Absolutely.
Okay, but sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing.
Good luck with everything. For those who have not watched you online, tell everybody all the various places to see you.
You can find me on Instagram at Sue Bryce Photographer. You can find me on Facebook at Sue Bryce Photographer. You can find me online at SueBryceEducation.com. I have an education platform for portrait photographers.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow's episode, part 2 of my chat with Sue Bryce, and what it takes to take a really great Instagrammable image. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And again, on tomorrow's episode, don't forget to tune in to listen to my chat with Sue Bryce about the secrets of great Instagrammable images. Thanks for listening, everyone.